Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I want to tell this story to warn others. I, an 18-year-old female, live in Maryland, United States. I worked at a very popular burger restaurant. I work at the payment window, which is where I stand all night. I'm very friendly. I know sometimes a smile and a compliment can make someone's day a little bit better. Just the same night, before the creeper came, I had a customer tell me that I was so happy and she loved me for it. That gave me the courage and energy to survive this next interaction. I'm used to the awkward comments and stares from older men. I'm sure it's my friendliness that attracts them. Our uniforms are not very revealing. They think I'm naive. Maybe I am, a lot more than I thought, but I'm fully aware of the dangers of trafficking. This particular old man came through just before six. He pretended not to hear his order, and then laughed like it was some sort of joke between two friends. This is not uncommon. It's an old man thing. No red flags yet.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I tell him his total and he hands me all but the change. And when he does this, he waves the money around and makes me chase it. I was able to snatch the cash, but again, it was just some sort of old man thing, I thought. Not concerned yet. He stared at the company name on my shirt and asked if this was my name. I don't wear a name tag for this reason. I joked that I was going to change my name permanently to that, and he perked up. At this point, I should state that he's some guy in his mid-60s to 70s driving a small white SUV with a kayak on top. He had some scruff on his face and was holding a phone to his ear this entire time. When I finally began to engage with him, he moved the phone to be facing me. Looking back, I believe that he was recording me. At no point did he speak into the phone or acknowledge it in any way. He probed with more pressing questions. Here's the thing. I have the same last name as someone from United States history. Most old people like talking about that kind of stuff, so I told him my last name. He didn't reflect or laugh. He just accepted and continued asking questions. And that's when I started to get this sort of sinking feeling. He still owed me change, and I told him, and he grabbed another dollar, and he handed it to me. But he wouldn't let go. He wanted to know my first name, and I dodged answering because I was getting creeped out. He wouldn't let go of the money and was practically drooling for more data and information about me. I gave him a name that I don't use, and he smiled, finally letting go. I got his change and told him to have a nice day. I then immediately left the window and told one of my coworkers about the weird experience. He returned just 2 hours later. I didn't recognize his car on the cameras until we got to my window. I hadn't thought too much about our interaction and was busy texting my dad about whether or not a chicken sandwich was a burger. My stomach dropped when I saw his face. I have many regulars, all of whom I'd have been happy to see. I hope he doesn't become one. I'll actually call the police. He smiled and said, "Hey, the one with the last name." I half smiled and wished for the days when we all wore masks. I tell him his total and he makes me chase the money again. For the entire time, he had his phone against his ear facing me. He starts asking even more intimate questions about me. I lie or dodge them best I can. giving him zero correct answers, wanting our interaction to be as short as possible. Some of the questions he asked me, how often do you work? What time do you leave? How old are you? And for that one, I knew that he wouldn't leave without a number, and I had a nasty feeling the younger wouldn't be the better, so I said, probably 20s. And he joked about me being legal. I made a face and tried to get his changes even faster. He asked if I had a boyfriend. I was getting more and more nervous, so my answers started getting more sarcastic. I told him boys were trouble. He specifically talked about himself and said that he'd treat me right. I handed him his change and told him to have a great night. He threw his hands in the air and was saying, "Don't be like that. I'll treat you right." I shut my window and said bye. He made a bit more of a fuss but eventually drove forward. For his question about when I got off work, I believe that he was watching the restaurant. I was shaking by this time and called my mom, and she immediately drove up. I talked to my manager and I was a little unsure of the car's colors, so he checked the camera for me. Shout out to my manager, he's the best. I continued at my window watching for the old guy, but I didn't see him again. I left an hour early and gave my manager specific instructions to not place a girl at my window, and he agreed. These interactions are unfortunately what cause formerly happy and cheerful service workers to become sour and quiet. I think I'll be taking a couple of days off. I had already had another job lined up, and I'm excited to start there instead.
Some people are just crazy, and here's why. Back before I went to college, I worked part-time at Dunkin' Donuts. It was an easy job for the most part, but anytime you work in the public, you know the crazies come out. So I was working the morning shift. We open at 4, and believe it or not, we usually have a good amount of cars outside waiting. Well, I'm there, managing the register, when this lady comes in. Off the bat, I could tell that she was a little off. She came in staring at the walls and kind of speaking to herself. She came up to the register and ordered a large espresso. I rang her out and then gave her her coffee. She thanked me and then walked straight into our bathroom. Honestly, other than her being a bit off when she first walked in, she wasn't too bad. That was until we started hearing the noises. It sounded like clanking and things moving around after she went into the bathroom. I wanted to go in and check on the noise, but we started getting more customers and I got too busy to. Literally a half hour goes by, and I had almost forgotten that she even went in there, when she suddenly bolts out of the bathroom and straight through the front doors. I go into the bathroom to see what she was doing, and I absolutely couldn't believe what I found. This lady had completely disassembled one of our toilets, like it was unbolted from the ground and taken apart. I was so confused why the customer did this. That's when we had to get a plumber to come out and fix it, and you won't believe what they found. As the plumbers were trying to fix the pipes, they discovered something shoved deep inside of them. When they finally unclogged what it was, it turned out being a dead cat. And I hate to say this, but I think it was actually a kitten, because it was stuffed pretty deep inside the pipes. I almost threw up when I found out. We've given photos over to the police of her, and have made reports, but nothing has turned up yet. I have a feeling she was a local, and has a good chance of actually getting caught. But, like I said, people are crazy. I don't think I'll ever understand it. So, this lady and her daughter walk into my Dunkin' Donuts. They both order their drinks, and then head over to one of the tables to sit down and drink it.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips, and being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps, head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's starting to pick up inside, and we're taking more and more orders. When the mom comes up to me at my side of the counter, butting in front of everyone, and asks me a question. She cuts me off as I'm talking to one of the customers, and says, "My daughter spilled her drink on her new shoes. We demand a refund." I was so pissed off at her for cutting me off that I almost lost my temper with her right then and there. I told her that we could make her a new cup of coffee for her daughter, when the lady cut me off again. She told me she wasn't talking about a refund for the coffee. She demanded a refund for the shoes. She started going off on how it was my fault that her daughter's shoes are now coffee stained. I couldn't believe this woman. She demanded to see my manager, and after he heard both sides of it, my manager had to inform her that we would replace the cost of the drink, but not the shoes. The lady grabbed her daughter by the hand and then screamed at the whole Dunkin' Donuts that we are a bunch of thieves and crooks. And believe me, I wish the story ended there. Well, a few hours go by after that incident, and it was time for me to go take my lunch. I was gonna head home real quick, heat up some pasta, and then head back to work. But as I walked to my car, which was in the back part of the parking lot, I stopped dead in my tracks. I could see, even from my distance, that my front car windows had been smashed in. I sprinted over and saw there was a note attached to one of the bricks that was smashed into my window. The note said, "You won't pay my daughter's shoes, then I'm not paying for your windows." I literally wanted to cry. I showed my manager, and everyone came out to see the damage. I had to call the police and make a report. I had to do that, and I'm out $700 for a new window. And the cops haven't even caught her yet, so she's still out there. I've had my fair share of crazies at Dunkin' Donuts, but she takes the top spot. This story happened a while ago, when I was like 19 and working for Dunkin' Donuts. I always used to work the night shifts. Our location was hit or miss sometimes. Our location is pretty isolated and back by some woods that's just off the main road. Well, the night that I was working, we were dead. There was no customers in the parking lot, and the last one that we had in was maybe a half hour prior. Well, I'm just behind the register, looking at my phone, and I hear the door open. I looked up and saw this man walk in. He reminded me of someone who had just finished up from the gym. He had on this gray sweatshirt and gray baggy sweatpants. I noticed immediately that he was dripping with sweat, like he had looked like he had just run 5 miles. Then he saw me and gave me this really weird look. He was looking at me as if I was going to harm him or something. Even though he was extremely off, I didn't want to be rude and asked him how I could help him. That's when he started searching his whole body. He started dancing around and itching himself as if there were hundreds of fire ants crawling all on him. He started making these weird noises, and that's when I called for my manager to get up here because I did not know how to handle this situation at all. My manager stands next to me, and that's when the dude starts grabbing at the inside of his pants. For the briefest second, I could see that there was a gun in one of the pockets. And just as I realized this, the man full-on sprinted out of the store. Once I saw him dart into the woods, I ran to the front door and locked it. I told my manager I saw that he had a gun and to stay away from the windows. As me and my manager start to discuss what just happened, we heard this loud bang in the night. It sounded like a single gunshot going off. We didn't know if it came from that crazy guy or not, but we had no intentions of going outside to find out. After we heard the bang, we literally closed down early and left. And here's the crazy part. The next day, I read on social media a man in our area shooting himself by the lake that was right behind our Dunkin' Donuts. The post had a picture of the man, and it was the same guy who came into our Dunkin' Donuts freaking out the night before. The article said it was a gunshot-inflicted wound, and as sad as it is to say, I'm glad that it was only his life affected and nobody else's. I don't know what he was going through, because it almost seemed as if he was seeing something that wasn't there when he came into our Dunkin' that night.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I no longer work there, and never will again in my life. At the height of the pandemic, my main source of income was DoorDash. I was let go from my sales job as profits plummeted and there was a massive layoff. So jobs like DoorDash and Uber Eats were what I had to do in order to pay my bills. Well, I usually worked at night. I felt it was calmer and you tended to get bigger tips because people were hungrier at these times. I picked up an order from this Italian restaurant. And based on the order size, it must have been for a large party of some sort. And mind you, this was about 10 p.m. at night on a Saturday. When I had finally arrived at the address that was on the order, I noticed I was delivering to this big mansion that was in the hills of our city. It honestly was very isolated, but whoever owned it had to easily be a multimillionaire. Anyway, I get out of my car with the bags of food and head to the front door. Before I even take one step, I could hear music blasting from inside. In the windows, I could see people and strobe lights all moving around. My guess was right. It was definitely some kind of party. I walked up to the massive front door and knocked on it. The music was so loud that I didn't think they could hear me, so I knocked even harder. But no one came, and the door remained closed. About to just leave the food at the front door, I got a text from the customer saying, "Go around back, use the basement door." Pissed the hell off that they couldn't just open the front door, I dutifully followed the instructions and headed to the back. Mind you, it was very dark outside, and the clouds were covering the moon. I had to pretty much use my cell phone flashlight as guidance, so I could actually see where I was going. Well, I get to the back, and it is much quieter here, and much darker. There were no lights on, or party music. I saw a door slightly opened that I figured was the basement door, but I wasn't too sure. I took a step closer, when I suddenly heard this whispering voice calling my name. It didn't come from the house, or from the slightly open door. I turned around and saw this thick forest of trees nearby. I remember thinking if I wasn't crazy, someone had just whispered my name from the darkness of those trees. Very uneasy at this point, and praying to God that I was just hearing things in my head, I pulled out my phone and called the customer to let them know that I'm in the back. And that's when I heard this cell phone ringing, coming from the trees surrounding the house. Terrified, I heard the click on the other end of the phone as someone picked up. Just when I thought it couldn't get any worse, the voice that picked up whispered my name like I had heard just a minute ago. I literally said fuck this and left the food by the back door. I sprinted away from the dark trees and back to the front of the house where I parked. Now get this. I decided to look one last time in the windows and all the people partying. As I did so, I noticed that what I thought were people dancing in the windows were actually just cardboard cutouts. There were like 30 of them. And it was the weirdest and creepiest thing that's ever happened to me. I got into my car and just peeled out. I put that specific address on a block so that I never have to deliver there again. I even reported the address to DoorDash. I now have a new job, one that doesn't require me to deliver large amounts of food to a psycho who lives in a mansion. And to all my fellow DoorDashers out there, please be safe. When this story took place, I had been working for DoorDash for a little over a year. Besides the crap tips, the job was simple. Drive to a restaurant, pick up food, deliver food, repeat. However, in this story, that was not my experience. I had received an order from this high-end restaurant we have in town. It was very popular, and I always had pickups there. Well, this address that I was supposed to be delivering to was on 13 Elm Street. Right there, I should have known that this was going to be a bad delivery, but I wasn't as superstitious as I am now. This pickup was at 11 at night. A bit late, but not unusual. I picked up the order and then followed my GPS to 13 Elm Street. The drive over was on the outskirts and in a more desolate part of the town. Like, there were trees and forest everywhere and hardly any houses. But after a 20-minute drive, the GPS said I had finally arrived. The house at number 13 Elm Street was this run-down, neglected property. There were boards covering the windows and weeds clinging to the sides of the house. The house looked creepy as shit under the glow of the moon, and I remember feeling like I was actually in a horror movie. I double-checked the address and confirmed that this was indeed the place. I parked my car in the gravel driveway and was telling myself that maybe the owners were doing renovations and that's why the house looked this way. As I was reassuring myself, I pulled out my phone and started calling the customer to let them know that I was here with their order. But when I called, it went straight to voicemail. I'll be honest, this unsettled me a bit, but I was committed to the job and made my way up to the front door. I knocked, faintly at first, but then louder. There was no response. DoorDash's protocol at this point is to leave the food at the door and then take a picture. Just as I was about to take the picture, the door creaked open, revealing the darkness inside. And I mean darkness. I couldn't see anything and was praying to God it was the wind that accidentally blew it open. I was about to turn away when I heard this low, raspy voice coming from the darkness saying, "Bring it inside." I looked up, and in the faintest part of the darkness that I could see, I saw this woman. But not a normal woman. She looked at least 100 years old, had these ice blue eyes, and was wearing what looked like a bedsheet of some sort. I seriously thought my eyes were playing a trick on me. I tried to squint them and try to see if I couldn't see her, but she was there. In sheer horror, I left the food on the front steps and bolted back to my car. I drove off so fast into the night, with the old rundown house growing smaller in my rear view. The next day, out of pure curiosity, I googled the 13 Elm Street in my town. To my horror, I found out that property had been vacant for over 5 years. The last person to live in it was a woman by the name of Shirley Vaughn, who had died in that house at the age of 98. I ended up reporting this incident to DoorDash. They'd promised to investigate, but I haven't heard anything back from them. I have my theories, but I truly believe that I saw Shirley's ghost that night. Call me crazy, but it's what I believe. And if it wasn't a ghost, then I'm not sure what I saw. But one thing is for sure, I do not DoorDash at nights anymore. so I'm still haunted by this story. I normally don't order out. I usually buy groceries for myself and then meal prep them in advance to save time and money. But I'll be honest, sometimes I just get lazy. Last winter, it was an especially cold night outside. And for context, I do live alone, and I am a 24-year-old female. Well, it was such a cold night, and I was craving my favorite local pizza place. I decided what the hell, and placed an order on DoorDash for it to be delivered. After about an hour of waiting and watching some horror movie on Netflix, I saw my phone light up with a notification from DoorDash. It said my driver was 2 minutes away. Almost as if right on cue, my doorbell rang. I excitedly opened the door to find a middle-aged man dressed in a weather-worn jacket, red beanie, and my pizza box in his hands. He handed me the pizza box and told me to enjoy my pizza as he walked away. I thanked the man, closed the door, and then went into my living room to feast. But on my way to the living room, that's when I noticed something alarming. The pizza box had the logo of a different restaurant, not from my favorite place that I had ordered from. That's when I suddenly got a text. I glanced at my screen, and my skin crawled as I read the message. "We apologize for any inconvenience. Your Dasher had car troubles and is running late. Please be patient." As fear started to grip me, I instantly started to ask myself, if my Dasher didn't deliver the pizza, then who did? Hesitantly, I opened the pizza box. Inside was no pizza, but a single note. It said, "Hope you're alone, sweetie." I ran over to my front living room window and looked outside.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Standing a few blocks away, under one of the broken street lamps, was the stranger who delivered the pizza. He was watching my house. I quickly made sure every door and window was locked in my house, and then called the police. But when they arrived and did a sweep of the neighborhood, they didn't find anyone. I shit you not, I did not fall asleep for the next 2 weeks. I was wide awake every night, terrified that stranger was going to come back and kill me or something. Thankfully, I had my boyfriend and other family members come stay with me for a while. I don't know who the hell that man was, or how he even knew that I was ordering pizza from DoorDash. The whole situation was way too close to home, and I haven't ordered anything from DoorDash since.
Our official merch store is finally here. If you want to support more of our channel, check out our merch shop. The link is in the description down below. See you on the next video.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.